This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Securities and Exchange Commission has announced that it's charged nearly three dozen people and companies with wrongdoing. The offenses were, for the most part, pretty low level, missing filing deadlines or failing to disclose stock trades by company insiders. The biggest fine was $150,000 and represents somewhat of a change of heart by the new head of enforcement at the SEC. It's known as a broken windows policy, the idea that if you crack down on the little infractions, you're more likely to deter big-time crime. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Andrew Ceresny is the director of enforcement at the SEC. He says the charges announced yesterday are part of a wider policy the agency adopted about a year ago.
Focusing on these violations does keep people on notice that we are going to bring actions in connection with violations, big and small.
He says the SEC has developed digital tools to allow it to go after these smaller cases without distracting it from bigger ones. And it's those bigger cases of fraud that the agency needs to win. Tom Gorman is a partner with the law firm Dorsey & Whitney. He points to misses like the Madoff Ponzi scheme and the public's perception that the SEC hasn't netted a big fish in the wake of the financial crisis.
They haven't really brought recently a huge financial fraud case, but they've brought some. It's those kinds of cases that are going to build their reputation to what they want it to be.
Yesterday's settlements might cause some companies to look at their filing policies, says Michael Rivera. He's the chair of the Securities Enforcement and Compliance Practice at Venable LLP. But he doubts these smaller cases will deter bigger criminals.
The individuals that are going to engage in massive frauds, I don't think are too worried about these smaller cases that are going on. I think the real way for the SEC to deter major frauds like that is to go after those major frauds.
The SEC thinks it can do both. It says it wants investors to know there's a strong cop on the beat, not just someone sitting in the station waiting for a call. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.